MissouriNet News, I'm Bill Wise. The Missouri Police Chiefs Association and the Missouri State Troopers Association are backing legislation to increase criminal penalties for distributing or making fentanyl. The Missouri House could give final approval to O'Fallon GOP State Representative Nick Schroer's bill today. Schroer says nurses have been at the Capitol to support the bill.
There were some that have spent time in emergency departments or emergency rooms, and they said that this has been an issue across the state in every single city, every single county.
A representative for Missouri anesthesiologist testified for Schroer's bill this month, telling lawmakers that people with needles in their arms are being dumped off at hospital emergency rooms. The House has given preliminary approval to a proposed repeal of mandatory inspections for non-commercial vehicles. Republican Dave Munsell of Mid-Missouri's Boonville says the inspections boost safety.
A fourth of the vehicles that are on our highways are defective, and so now we're wanting to take vehicle inspections away and put these vehicles on the road. I don't want any of them coming down the road at me.
House bill sponsor Jay Eggleston, a Republican of Northwest Missouri's Maysville, says the inspections are not effective in boosting safety and reducing auto insurance rates. One more favorable vote is required before the measure could head to the Senate. A major retailer is closing its stores in several small Missouri towns and putting dozens of workers out of jobs.
Discount retail chain Shopko is closing its stores soon in Northwest Missouri's Trenton, Carrollton, Albany, and Gallatin, and Memphis in Northeast Missouri. They will close for business between March and May, depending on the location. Shopko reports full and part-time employees affected by the closures include at least 47 workers. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
And nobody matched all of the numbers in Saturday night's Powerball drawing. Wednesday night's drawing is now worth an estimated $322 million. That's a $196.1 million one-time cash payout. The Conservation Department is in the process of certifying a new record for the largest brown trout ever caught in Missouri. Paul Cruz of Neosho caught the 34-pound, 10-ounce monster in shallow water during a tournament Saturday on Lake Taneycomo. Cruz talked to Lily's Landing Marina in Branson.
I cast up towards the shallow side and was retrieving and twitching and had a hit. I set the hook and I could tell it was a pretty good fish. And so I said, Jim, get the net. And then I saw it swim towards me under the boat, and I got a good look at it. I thought it was about probably a 4-pound rainbow.
Boy, was he wrong. The fish broke the old record set in 2009 by more than 6 pounds. The fish was released unharmed after being weighed on the certified scale at the Shepherd of the Hills Fish Hatchery near Table Rock Dam in Branson. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.